New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com.
Fires and completes it to Gronkowski. Touchdown!
We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open. 929-477-2386.
Happy holidays, Pats Nation. This is the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show. The Patriots just came from beating the Jets 41-3 in a huge blowout. Tom Brady plays three quarters, only three touchdowns, 214 yards. And New York has two quarterbacks. He got hurt in the first half. Then Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in, throws for eight times, 21 yards, two interceptions, just a complete blowout. Patriots are still number one seed in the AFC. I'm your host, Marvin Zahn. I also got a co-host with me, Mr. Mike Rice.
Yes, sir, DJ Mees. What a win by the Patriots, getting a win over the rival New York Jets. You got to be excited about finally seeing a Patriots put up 40 points on the season, you know, something that we've seen many times over the years that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots teams do. And it's just happy to get it done over the rival and the hated New York Jets. But like you said, this keeps the Patriots in good position right atop the AFC. And, you know, if things fall into place with games later on today between the Oakland Raiders and the Indianapolis Colts, you know, we could be looking at a home field advantage for the Patriots for the upcoming playoffs.
We also got our guy, Michael Longy, running the switchboards. Mike, this was an ugly, ugly game for the Jets, on the Jets side anyways. Patriots blow them out in a game what you wanted to see.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, the offense was clicking from the start. You know, Brady looked unbelievable. He was hitting passes all over the place. I personally thought, what I figured going into this game was the Patriots were going to just absolutely go nuts in the first half, score as many points as they possibly could, and then bring in Garoppolo for the second half. And, you know, the way everything was going, I was like, yeah, you know, they were driving down the field with under a minute, calling timeouts and stuff like that, trying to score that last touchdown, go up 27-0 at halftime, and you're thinking, okay, well, it looks like Brady's done, Garoppolo's going to come in. Then Brady came out and started the second half, and I thought, wow, they're gonna score 60 on him or something. Like, they were just going to go crazy. But all in all, I thought they looked really good. The defense is just – it's just another – I know it's the Jets. They were terrible. But still, you know, three turnovers. They were all over the place. They were getting to the quarterback. It's all about building confidence at this point in the season. And I don't think – even the offense, I don't think any unit is playing as well with as much confidence as the defensive unit right now. They are playing lights out. Malcolm Butler was lights out today. All in all, man, it was a really impressive performance, albeit against a very, very, very sorry Jets team.
Very sorry Jets team. Innuendo for sure. I mean, the defense finally has its swagger back. This is a defense that, you know, coming into the season, we all expected the Patriots defense was going to be a team that's really going to attack the quarterback, cause turnovers, especially with the names going into the season. And it didn't happen to start off the season at all, but, you know, moving forward ever since that Jamie Collins trade, it looks like this Patriots defense has really switched to another gear. I want to remind you guys that the Blue Apron call lines are open. Get three free meals with free shipping by simply going to blueapron.com/Patriots. You can call in at 929-477-2386. Once again, 929-477-2386. We got our guy, Nick from Tampa. Nick, Patriots 41, Jets 3. What did you see?
How you guys doing today? Mike Nice, DJ Mees, Michael Longy, everybody.
What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, another fantastic game. It seems like this team is really hitting its stride right at the perfect time of the season. I mean, I know that the Jets are all that, you know, impressive this year, but the last game when we played in Jersey, it was a little bit tighter game. I was listening to some of the talk radio last night, and there were some Boston radio personalities predicting maybe a closer game, that this wasn't going to be quite the cakewalk that it turned out to be. I personally had no no questions, no qualms about this game. I thought it was going to be exactly the way that it was, you know, a complete destruction, a blowout. But the things that really impressed me, you know, first and foremost, I mean, Tom Brady didn't have, you know, that many yards, but, you know, three touchdowns, fantastic. I think he's now 55 yards away from surpassing Joe Montana for fourth all-time in all-time passing yards. But the way that he was able to distribute the ball, I mean, just to everybody. Edelman got his catches, of course. White got his catches. Malcolm Mitchell, who continues to impress as a rookie, as that big wideout, the downfield receiver that we've always wanted in New England, and he's, you know, looking like he's going to be that guy. He's been looking like he's going to be that guy. Even Matt Langle, another tight end that just, you know, seems to just walk off the street or come from nowhere. You know, getting his first catch of his NFL career just happens to be a touchdown from Tom Brady. Even Floyd got in there and got a pass from Garops. So nice to see that, you know, the full stable of receivers were out there getting their touches. And the defense, boy, this defense from, you know, from where we thought, you know, we were at the beginning of the season kind of questioning whether or not this was going to be a Super Bowl-worthy defense, questioning. I remember myself personally calling in asking if, you know, this might be, you know, if Malcolm Butler is really truly, you know, an elite cornerback. And I don't think there's any question right now that Malcolm Butler is playing as good a ball as he's ever played in his NFL career. He doubled his interception total in one game that he had for the previous rest of the season combined. And this guy, Van Noy, again, Kyle Van Noy, I think his name is, just continuing to show out. Landon Roberts, 11, you know, tackles, five solo tackles. I mean, this team is just really coming together all at one time. Four takeaways, I think, what was it, two sacks. This team, both offense and defense, just seems to really be unstoppable on both sides of the ball. And this is the time of the season that you really want to see that. And I don't know what else to say about the Patriots. It seems like, you know, hey, here we are. What are we now, 13-2? And that's just almost what we expect every season now, you know, 12-4, 13-2, maybe 13-3. I mean, what more can we expect from this team? It seems that we're just getting the best out of this team, no matter how old Brady gets, no matter who we bring in off the streets to catch passes or play defense, just continue to destroy the defense, just make them look, continue to destroy the opponents, no matter who it is, just destroy those opponents every single week.
For real. One thing you said earlier about how, you know, some Boston personalities on Sports Talk were saying this game between the Patriots and Jets might be closer than a lot of people think. I think a lot of that, which I felt too, was the fact that last season we saw how the Patriots kind of, you know, handled the last couple of games where they could have been sitting pretty and possibly had a home field throughout the playoffs, but ended up having to go to Denver for the AFC Championship game. You know, people wanted to see this time around the Patriots do what they have to do to put themselves in the right position to lock up, you know, home field advantage instead of screw around like they did last year.
Close it out, definitely. We didn't want to miss that, because that home field advantage that we should have had, that was completely within our grasp. I think we had, what, two or three games to clinch that home field advantage, and we didn't do it. And that ended up probably costing us another trip to another Super Bowl, and that's not something that New England Patriots fans want to see this time. We want to see us put, you know, our heel on the necks of everybody else, continue to, you know, play the game, not pull, you know, any of the players out early and, you know, give them the rest. We want this team to have home field advantage throughout the conference playoffs and to get to the Super Bowl, because, I mean, even the mighty Dallas Cowboys, and that sounds, you know, ironic for me to say because I've never been a Cowboys fan. Even the quote-unquote mighty Cowboys are not invincible, don't look invincible. I think that we have a chance against anybody, and we would probably be favored against most of those teams, if not, you know, a push against a team like the Cowboys going into the Super Bowl, because we have undisputably the best quarterback, not just of all time, but the best quarterback still, even at his age, the best quarterback in the NFL right now. And before I let you guys go, because I know I've been ranting for a couple seconds, if you guys are done eating your Christmas dinner or your holiday dinner tomorrow, you happen to be watching the Celtics-Knicks on live TV on ESPN, I am hosting all by myself, answering phones and hosting the CLNS Celtics postgame show all by myself at 2:30. So if you want to tune in and listen to that, we'll be talking Celtics basketball tomorrow on the CLNS airwaves.
Sounds right. Good, man. I definitely want to try to get in touch with that.
Fantastic. Give us a call, 347-215-7771, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys every single week. You guys have a fantastic show. You do an excellent job. I love the analysis, and I love the game recaps. Keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it, man.
Happy holidays, Nick.
You too.
All right, take it easy.
Peace.
Yeah, Marv.
Go ahead. I was going to say, there's not much about this game you could criticize from the Patriots. Offensively, Brady came out there, really, you know, set up the offense. Deion Lewis looked good. LeGarrette Blount got 2 touchdowns in this game. Edelman had another one of his great games, you know, 5 receptions, 89 yards. Is always finding a way to get open, bailing Brady out a couple of times. James White looked good anytime he had the opportunity. Malcolm Mitchell made some tough catches. Bennett got 1 touchdown this game on 2 targets. And then you have a guy that Nick mentioned up earlier, Lengo. Who is this guy? Comes in and gets his first career catch is a touchdown from Tom Brady. So, I mean, it was a good game overall. Defensively, Malcolm Butler, like it was mentioned earlier, great game. You had Ben Noy running things. It was just, you can't say nothing bad about this game at all from the Patriots side. Dominated as they should, and now we hope for the Indianapolis Colts to handle business against the Oakland Raiders, and they can, you know, take a nap next week against the Miami Dolphins, because that game won't mean anything.
Exactly. You want to go into this, if you're a Patriots fan or even a Patriots player, you want to go into next week knowing that, you know, what you want locked up in terms of having home field advantage throughout the playoffs is set in stone, and you don't have to worry about anything. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, last year the Patriots, you know, kind of screwed away those last couple of games and kind of fooled around doing some funny things like deciding to kick the ball instead of receive going into an overtime game and try to do some funny special team stuff and try to run the ball for the whole game last season. They just did some weird stuff last year. But this time around, they took care of business today, and hopefully with what they did today, and like you said, Indianapolis taking care, hopefully, of Oakland later today, you know, next week's game won't be anything. I don't give a damn if you start, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo the whole first half, played Brissett the whole second half. You know, it doesn't matter to me, you know, as long as everything is set in stone, home field advantage is secure for the Patriots throughout the playoffs, you know, next week's game hopefully won't mean a thing.
We'll talk more about this Patriots-Jets games after a couple words from our sponsor.
The workers who have succeeded in this new economy are those who know how to decide for themselves how to spend their time and allocate their energy. They understand how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and make choices about which projects to pursue. People who know how to self-motivate, according to studies, earn more money than their peers, report higher levels of happiness, say they are more satisfied with their families, jobs, and lives.
The preceding excerpt is from Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit audiobook, published by Random House Audio. Audible is the leading source of audiobooks online, and to get access to audiobooks such as this, along with a free 30-day trial, log on to audiblepodcast.com/try now.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the free CLNS Radio mobile app. Another game is in the books for the 4-time Super Bowl champions. Before you know it, another week of football will be upon us, and we here at the Patriots Beat Podcast will have you covered. We'll provide the most in-depth breakdown of the most recent Patriots game, reaction to all the transpirings throughout the week, all while looking ahead by providing a featured interview as we go behind enemy lines the Pats' next opponent. It's all on the Patriots Beat podcast, powered by CLNS Radio, released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on clnsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
Patriots beat the New York Jets 41-3. Total domination. LeGarrette Blount gets his 17th down on 50 yards, two TDs in the game. It was just a domination throughout the running game, offense game, defensively, special teams, you name it. Patriots really dominated in this one. Just didn't look like they wanted to come out and play at all. Now we're going to enter our segment with Harris. Harris of the Patriots Beat podcast, which is released first thing every Friday morning on CLNSradio.com and CLNS Radio mobile app. Harris, what's going on, man? Patriots really dominated this game. How important was it for them to really send a message?
I don't know. I mean, I think this game for them was just more of making sure no one gets hurt, get the W, and get out of there. I think the total amount of points at the end of the day, you know, this has been a Patriots team that hasn't really cared about whatever the score is on the scoreboard. It's just about getting the W at the end of the day. 41-3 is nice against the Jets because it is your division rival, and you always want to put the Jets in the dirt. But it didn't really matter. I mean, if you want a full kind of circle of what this game is, just go to the end of the first half where the Patriots were going to go into the half down, you know, up 20-0, and then Todd Bowles calls a timeout. And then the Patriots score that, or get the long pass interference penalty with Mitchell, and then James White gets a touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 27-0. So, you know, Pats got the W, no injuries. You know, we have to figure out why Malcolm Brown didn't play this game. But besides that, you know, what are you going to do?
One thing that I want to ask you for sure is, aside from all the legal stuff going on with Michael Floyd, when he's on the field, you know, with his talent, his skill set, what can he bring to this team, and how could the Patriots use him moving forward if he's available?
Well, I think, you know, Michael Floyd, I'm still kind of up in the air whether or not he should actually be on the team. I don't really like it that much. But, you know, he's there. He makes an impact. He caught a ball or two today. You know, he's just a big body. They don't have a lot of big bodies on this offense. So, you know, glad to see that he might make an impact down the stretch. But in the middle of this call, guys, this needs to be acknowledged. The Cleveland Browns just won a football game. The Chargers just missed the kick, and the Browns finally got their win.
What?
About time. About time, man. Hopefully, you know, he turns into something. I mean, yeah, like you said, a lot of people are questioning whether he should be on the team or not, you know, depending on everything that's going on. But like you said, I agree 100%. He's a big body, one of the tallest receivers on the team now, and can add to a deep threat that Tom Brady seems to have now with his arm and everything he's doing.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's only had a couple of good years in the NFL. I mean, one of the reasons the Cardinals also cut him this year, he wasn't very good. I mean, he wasn't a star for them. He's been a pretty big disappointment as a first-round pick. So, you know, judge him how you want to, but at the same time, I don't know how much of an impact he's going to make. He's clearly the number five receiver on this team. They'll bring him in for, you know, a couple plays here and there, maybe a couple jump balls in the red zone on the sidelines, but I think his impact will be pretty limited. I don't think he's going to be too much of an impact this season.
A guy that we don't speak about much on defense is Chris Long. And during the second half of the season, he's really made his presence known, especially with sacks. Another sack today. How important is Chris Long to be for the defense? And just speak on pretty much his role on this team.
Well, I think it's a positive to hear from the entire defensive line with how well they play. They need to shore up a little bit in the run game. But I think that was because Malcolm Brown didn't play today. And that was very obscure. But I mean, Chris Long is a good player. He played well today. He's been playing pretty well the past couple of weeks. So it's good to see him kind of getting into motion to get to the playoffs. I think this is his first ever time in the playoffs, if I'm wrong. So, you know, good for Chris Long. Glad to see him playing well. Had a couple of nice plays today in the backfield. He should be a player down the stretch, especially since they need to give Ninkovich more time off. Ninkovich does not look like the same player he's been the past couple of years. Maybe it was the PEDs. Maybe it was Maybe that was really influencing his play. I'm not really sure, but ever since he's come back from that suspension, he has not been the same player.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. One thing I saw today, and I mean, it's something that we stay bringing up all the time, the moves that this guy Tom Brady is making in the pocket. This is a 39-year-old guy scrambling, dropping back, and he's firing lasers. Not only is he firing lasers to Julian Edelman down the field, but even that missed ball that he had to Malcolm Mitchell, that was a bomb. This guy is doing some amazing things at 39 years old that I don't think the NFL has ever seen from a quarterback at this point in his career.
I don't get it. We don't see people moving like this when they're 30, let alone 39. You know, it's a testament to how, you know, you want to look at any athlete on any sport and say who is in peak physical condition. It's probably Michael Phelps, Mike Trout, and then Tom Brady. I don't know how much more, you know, physically in like crazy you can be than what Tom Brady is. The things he was doing today were unbelievable. That one play he had where he just ran all the way around the offensive line, baited the defensive line twice, and then threw that strike to Edelman. It's just MVP level stuff. I mean, he looks like a mini Michael Vick out there, crazy legs Tom Brady doing some good work. But it's incredible. At this point, we now have our three-man race for the MVP. It's Matt Ryan, it's Aaron Rodgers, and it's Tom Brady, and maybe even Derek Carr if Derek Carr goes off today against the Colts to secure that playoff spot, or I guess to stay in the race for the home field advantage spot. But Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Derek Carr are your final four for the MVP race. I still think Brady has an edge over all of them just because he missed the first four games of the season, and it's still this ridiculous.
With this defense stepping up as much as it has these past couple of weeks, I keep asking myself this question: how good is this defense really? I mean, they had a great game today, but it was against the Jets. Last week against the Broncos, Trevor Siemian is not somebody you fear. Is this defense for real, or is it against sorry offenses?
Look, they haven't given up a touchdown since like the second quarter against the Ravens. That's two whole football games against two professional NFL teams, one of them in Denver, one of the hardest places to play in football, and they haven't been able to score a touchdown on this defense. I don't care who you play against. That's really hard to do, to go 60 minutes twice in two consecutive games, two and a half games, and not give up a touchdown. This secondary has been playing out of their mind for the past couple of weeks. Ever since they secured the Logan Ryan, Eric Rowe, Malcolm Butler, or, you know, 3-2-1 combination, the secondary's been nuts. Devin McCourty is playing easily the best season of his career. He has been outstanding, easily the defensive MVP of this season, you know, securing the back line for them. The Patriots have allowed the fewest 20-plus yard touchdown plays in the entire NFL with a total of two. So basically, if you're outside of the 20-yard line, you're not going to score a touchdown against this Patriots team. So impressive by this defense, impressive by the secondary, and I think they're legitimate.
The defense and secondary, and one guy who really stepped up today was Malcolm Butler, who had two huge interceptions, was making some big plays and playing just great defense throughout the game. And this is a guy who got snubbed, in my opinion, from not being selected to the Pro Bowl. Do you think he wanted to make a statement with today's game and the performance he had?
I think Malcolm Butler is the kind of guy who every single time he steps on the football field wants to make a statement. He's one of the true stars of this Patriots team. And he's no longer just the guy who made the interception in the Super Bowl. Now he is without a question one of the five best cornerbacks in football, and I think that's really hard to argue otherwise. Malcolm Butler should have been a Pro Bowler or not. You know, to be totally honest, I don't really care that much. I don't really consider the Pro Bowl to be anything other than a popularity contest. It's not really surprising to me because he didn't have that many interceptions. I mean, look at the guys who made it. It was Casey Hayward and Marcus Peters. What do they have a lot of? Interceptions. The general football fan doesn't really understand that interceptions does not make you a good corner. So we'll see what happens when the All-Pros come out. I would be very surprised if he's not at least a second or third team All-Pro. When the All-Pros come out and he's on that list, then he'll get the recognition he's looking for. But Pro Bowl this, Pro Bowl snubs. I mean, come on. Every single year, the Pro Bowl is wrong. Luke Kuechly made the Pro Bowl this year playing, what, nine games? It's a load of baloney to me.
You are speaking the truth. Malcolm Butler is always out there trying to put on a show, and this is a contract deal for him as well. You know, he's really trying to make a statement every time he's out there on the field. And the Patriots hopefully will do the right thing and pay this man because he is, like you said, one of the true stars on this defense. Harris, thank you very much, man, for calling in. Your insight is always, always appreciated. Look forward to hearing from you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully they can end the season on a high note and keep this Dolphins team out of the playoffs. Or, I don't know, maybe you want them in the playoffs to keep the Broncos out. We'll see. Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, man.
Harris of the Patriots Beat Podcast here on CLNS Radio. Download the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, the CLNS Radio mobile app. Released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern. I'm glad that you brought him up earlier. I mean, he was everywhere on the football field. You know, he had a fumble recovery, two interceptions in this game. Just got his hands everywhere on the ball. And as of late as well, even though the defense, he's been always the throughout this year, he's been the main guy on defense to be making plays, you know, stopping the main receiver. But his play has picked up a lot more throughout the end of this. And it's great to see because we're going to need it, especially coming into the playoffs.
Yeah, one thing I said about Malcolm Butler this season, you know, a lot of fans wanted to see that guy get a contract extension, a new contract last offseason just based off what he did last year. And I feel like I was one of few people who just kind of liked what the Patriots did and not, you know, give him a new contract. You know, I felt like they should wait to see how he did this season. You know, see if he really is a legit guy you can put your faith in and trust before you give him a long-term deal. And, you know, I think he's proved his worth with his play throughout the course of the season. And he's just been one of the most consistent guys in the secondary, you know, next to Devin McCourty. Him and Malcolm Butler have been solid from start to finish this season. And I definitely feel like you said, they need to pay this man, you know, in the offseason. He is one of the top cornerbacks in this league, and he's been playing like it for the last two seasons. The guy needs to be paid. Lock him up for the foreseeable future.
Okay, I hate to talk about playoffs, but reality is Patriots are locked in, and they're going to be in the playoffs. You got the first round bye. Next week's game might not mean much, and this game was a blowout. So, Mike, let's talk a little playoff football right now. Does anyone in the AFC right now scare you for the Patriots? Is there a team in the AFC like, whoa, I want to avoid this team. I don't want to see this team in the playoffs.
Well, since it's hopefully going the way it looks like right now with the Patriots getting home field advantage, I honestly don't fear any team coming to Gillette Stadium. I mean, obviously, if you look at some of the teams right now, there's Oakland, there's possibly Pittsburgh, there's Kansas City. In my opinion, I used to be really worried about Ben Roethlisberger and that offense, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. But if there's an offense I'm really worried about, possibly, maybe the Oakland Raiders, Derek Carr, we're talking about an MVP candidate. There's a couple of solid receivers over there that he could trust that can make plays happen down the field. And one thing with the Patriots, obviously, you know, the last couple of weeks they played against either mediocre quarterbacks or no real threats in terms of wide receivers. So you go against a team like Oakland, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. These are solid wide receivers, solid weapons, solid options. And Derek Carr is the quarterback that's kind of turned that franchise around. At the same time, he has Latavius Murray coming out of the backfield. They have a solid offense that I could feel could give the Patriots defense some trouble. Yeah, we're all, you know, pretty hyped about the Patriots defense right now and how they been performing. But like I said, they played a couple teams that haven't been elite, haven't had elite talent, you know, offensively. So, you know, maybe Oakland, maybe Pittsburgh, depending on how they do. They still have Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown, like I mentioned. But for the most part, like I've always stated many times, when the Patriots play at Gillette Stadium, I don't see any team really, you know, posing a huge threat when it comes to games at Gillette Stadium against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. If the home court, home field is all throughout the playoffs, there's no team in the AFC that's going to come down and really beat the Patriots. The only way Patriots will lose is if the Patriots beat the Patriots, in all honesty. But a team that I'd be weary for or scared about is Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Kansas City Chiefs is a team that no one really talks about, but defensively, they're very, very good. They can match up with any of your receivers, with guys like Marcus Peters. And also, you have Alex Smith. No one talks about him much either, but he's a game manager. He doesn't make mistakes. Travis Kelce, great tight end. The special teams knows how to score. You have Tyreek Hill over there, who's just been a force as of late. Super fast. He's going to be a mismatch nightmare for anybody who's guarding him. So Kansas City is a team that's under the radar, but every year is very good and can be sneaky. So watch out for them as well.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying a lot. Kansas City, Alex Smith, I've always been a fan of Alex Smith, even back to his days with San Francisco. I always thought he was a smart, you know, game manager type of quarterback. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, like you said, you know. He makes the smart right plays, doesn't want to take too many chances down the field or trying to force the ball into coverage and this and that. He's a smart, smart, smart quarterback, in my opinion. And, I mean, you get a smart quarterback like that with the team that he has, even though, you know, they played well, they're in a position to be in the playoffs this year. Like I said, you know, Gillette Stadium, it's not easy. You come and get a win in the playoffs at Gillette Stadium, for any other team, that's a huge win in itself right there. If you can walk into Gillette Stadium, beat Tom Brady, Bill Belichick at their house. I don't see Kansas City. I don't see, you know, Pittsburgh. I don't see Oakland. I don't see any of them doing that.
I want to give a quick shout-out to today's sponsors, Omaha Steaks and Blue Apron. Get the perfect holiday gift and the family gift pack for Omaha Steaks by going to omahasteaks.com, enter my code BEAT, that's B-E-A-T, in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart for just $49.99. That's a 77% savings. Also, Blue Apron gives you great food for less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron delivers new seasonal recipes each week, along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals at a great price. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Patriots. We'd love if everyone, if they had interest, would use these promo codes as it is a way to help support us here at CLNS Radio. Right now, we are going to move on to our segment with Tyler Trudeau. Tyler Trudeau, CLNS Radio video correspondent, youtube.com/CLNS Radio. Tyler, what's going on, man? Patriots win 41-3. It was an easy, easy win for the Patriots. It looked like Jets weren't even ready for the game. And now we just wait and see on Indianapolis if they can beat the Oakland Raiders to see if we get the first, see if we get home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
Well, first of all, I got to say, I feel like an absolute idiot in the predictions this week. I was thinking it was going to be a close game, but they pull away in the fourth, I guess 30-17. And by halftime, I was hitting myself for that prediction. That was an absolutely terrible prediction, but an absolutely unbelievable game for the Patriots, especially the defense. I believe it was 4 turnovers today, that fumble and 3 interceptions, 2 by Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler actually got the fumble recovery, too. Yeah, it's just the Jets, but they are really playing with some energy right now, and they're playing like a championship team. Like, they are out with an agenda, and that agenda is to win the whole thing this year. And I just am very excited to see if this team can continue to put the whole league on notice. They are pretty much just not allowing anyone to score a touchdown. I think the last time they gave up a touchdown was in the Ravens game, and everything else has just been field goals. Even though Trevor Siemian isn't really someone that strikes fear in anyone's hearts, and this Ryan Fitzpatrick team of the Jets is just absolutely god-awful, but it really is starting to seem like that this secondary is starting to step up. I think they would be a tough challenge for any offense right now, but that still doesn't mean that if they play the Steelers, they're not going to give up a touchdown. That definitely isn't going to happen. But the defense is playing with some purpose, and hey, it was nice to see Jimmy Garoppolo again.
Yeah, true that for sure. Now, if everything shakes out like we spoke, we have been speaking on the show, and you know, Oakland loses to the Colts later today, you know, Patriots get that home field advantage throughout the playoffs. How would you see next week game plan going against the Dolphins in terms of, you know, Patriots possibly resting players, not letting players play the full game, maybe a half or a quarter? How would you see that possibly going if we know there's nothing to really play for next week?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if Belichick, even with the game on the line, with the first round home field advantage throughout the playoffs on the line, it still wouldn't surprise me if he rested some players for a half or a quarter or whatever it is. It wouldn't surprise me at all because Bill Belichick wants to do whatever he wants to do. And we've seen it before, like last season when home field advantage is on the line. He will run the ball 37 times in a row with Steven Jackson and they will lose the game. That being said, I think he has learned from his mistake last year. And if the Raiders win tonight, I think they are going to go all out and try and get a victory. But if the Patriots clinch the home field advantage throughout the playoffs, I 100% want Jimmy Garoppolo getting the start, maybe at most a quarter for Tom Brady just to get him his reps. Not that he's ever going to get rusty. The man can be suspended for four games and come back better than ever. So that's not really a concern. It's just I think that the team needs to continue to like show energy even in Miami. They have struggled in Miami before. They obviously lost their game last year in Miami and have struggled there in the past. So I am hoping that the Raiders obviously lose tonight, but more importantly that they just have a better game plan, whether it is to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs or just to get by into the playoffs healthy and safe, because really, health is what's going to keep the Patriots from getting all the way to the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be, if Edelman goes down, that's going to be a problem. If Bennett hurts himself even more, that's bad. If Blount, Lewis, or White go down, that is also going to cause problems. They really need to make sure that they get through next week, whether they are playing for home field advantage or not. They need to make sure they get through it healthy. They got by. That's great. Yeah, it would be great to play in Gillette. The games after, kind of getting a little bit ahead of myself saying they already won the first round, but they really need to just make sure that they're healthy. That is the 100% important, most important part for the Patriots, and that's why it wouldn't surprise me at all with regardless of the Raiders Colts game tonight, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they just rested players because they want to be healthy.
It's going to be talk all week. What is Belichick going to do? You know, regardless, Brady's going to want to be out there. Whether Oakland loses or wins, he's going to want to play at least the first half of the game.
His face when they put in Jimmy Garoppolo? He looked like he was so furious. He just wanted to be out there, and that's why he's the greatest of all time.
He doesn't care who's out there. Even he never wanted Jimmy to get reps in the first place before the suspension. So, you know, Brady just likes to play all four quarters. Don't take him out or you're going to get an angry Brady. Like you said, you saw his face out there. It's like he was shocked that he got kicked out, as if they weren't blowing him out, which is crazy. The person I want to speak on that we've seen now for the past 2 weeks really get out of the shares and running is Deion Lewis. And he has 16 carries tonight, 52 yards. And it looks like he has that speed. We saw the acceleration a couple times when he was running down the middle. Is he now going to be our first and second down running back like we've seen the past 2 weeks?
That's a really good question. I haven't honestly thought about it because they've just been able to seamlessly go in between White, Lewis, and Blunt since was returned the other week. It was really nice to see him have really good acceleration and being able just to avoid some tackles. I know he only got, I think, a 2-yard run on this thing, but it looked like he was about to get tackled for a huge loss, and he just juked two guys out of their shoes and made it past the line of scrimmage, which was just awesome to see that he still has that ability. I honestly feel that you got to give it to LeGarrette Blount, though. Yeah, he didn't necessarily have the best game today, even though he had 2 touchdowns, only 50 yards, I believe. But LeGarrette Blount has been the workhorse that has brought you this far, has been so successful, 17 touchdowns on the season, something that I don't think anyone would have guessed that the Patriots would have 17 rushing touchdowns total this entire season, let alone from one guy that has been suspect at best if he can carry a running attack, and he has been able to. I really want them to give it to LeGarrette Blount when it comes down to it. Deion Lewis has been great, and I hope he continues to improve. I just don't think Deion Lewis is near 100% yet, maybe at 90, 95, but Blount has been working week in and week out. I think he deserves those top reps because he's going to continue to give results if they continue to do that. He has no reason to make anyone believe anything differently, that he won't just be productive in that position.
I hear you. Absolutely. Patriots activated Cyrus Jones for today's game. He even gave him a chance to get back in the punt return game, and he's able to return a punt for 4 yards. Are you fine with, you know, them possibly giving him a chance, whether it be next game or we'll see what happens going into the playoffs? Are you fine with them possibly giving him a chance again to be that guy, or are you all set with him even as they approach the playoffs, take him out of the punt return game and leave it in the hands of Julian Edelman?
Well, in the playoffs, I definitely want to see Edelman back there unless we have another case of tonight of it being an absolute blowout. I really don't want Cyrus Jones back there because even in a game that is considered a blowout, just like Ravens game, those 14 seconds made that game close and questionable for a few minutes. I do not want Cyrus Jones back there if there is any sort of game on the line. Maybe next week he does all of them. And honestly, I am not too concerned if he does it, whether Raiders win or lose or not. If Cyrus Jones is out there for all punt returns next week, whatever, that's fine. It's not the end of the world, that game. But in the playoffs, I want him nowhere near a football. I hope he's just far away, like on a couch sitting somewhere with his hands tied behind his back so he does not have an opportunity to touch the football. It was scary. I saw him go out there today, even though he did fine. But Edelman's the one that needs to be back there. I don't care if there's more chance of injury for Edelman back there. If he can just catch the ball and fair catch it, I'm fine with that. I just do not trust Cyrus Jones at all.
I'm with you. I was really, really shocked that they gave Cyrus Jones another opportunity. I don't remember any player that Belichick has given this many chances to ever in his tenure. Patriots head coach, but there's something about Cyrus he really likes in that punt return game that none of us have seen. He's still giving this kid some opportunities. Hopefully, playoffs, we do not see him because he could potentially switch how a game goes, and he hasn't shown positive light. So keep him away from punt returns, please. Okay, Tyler, thank you, man. Thank you very much for your insight. As always, we look forward to hearing from you next week. Happy holidays, man.
Happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Boxing Day, happy whatever you celebrate. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Take it easy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Tyler Trudeau, CLNS radio video correspondent. Follow him on Twitter at CLNS_Tyler. Head on over to the CLNS radio YouTube channel to check out Tyler's great work for CLNS. Subscribe at youtube.com/CLNS radio. That's youtube.com/CLNS radio. Mike, talking about Cyrus Jones, man, why is Belichick still giving Cyrus Jones a chance? I mean, he's fumbled multiple times. It doesn't make sense. The guy we're going to see in the playoffs and why. Just why. Just keep Edelman there. You know he can catch you. You know what he can do. Just fifth catch it every time, and we'll be fine.
I'm all set with Cyrus Jones on special teams, punt returning. I'm all set with it. I don't need to see it anymore. And, I mean, obviously at this point in time in the season, maybe it's late to try to test him out a lot in the secondary. I don't know. But I know there's some people out there who have completely given up hope on Cyrus Jones. Some people are even calling for him to be cut and released a couple of weeks ago. You know, my thing is, obviously, it's been a rough year for the guy. You know, rough year for the rookie. You know, obviously, it's in his mind how rough this year has been. But I still believe, you know, he's an Alabama product, Nick Saban guy. You know, I feel like he'll rebound, come back, come to training camp, you know, next season with a brand new mindset, more locked in than ever to prove himself, prove his doubters wrong. And like I've always said, that man is wearing number 24. So there's no way I believe that he'll be just doing punt returns and be on special teams for the foreseeable future. There will come a point in time where they will elevate Cyrus Jones into the secondary, maybe that legit second or third cornerback. That will happen eventually, but I'm just not one. I don't want to see him do the punt returns anymore. I'm all set with that, but I still have faith that he'll become a solid player for the Patriots in the future.
We're now going to bring in our good friend Wes Langley from New England Patriots Nation. Wes, what's going on? Patriots just beat the New York Jets real bad, 41-3. What did you like in this game, man?
Thanks for having me on the show. It was a great day to be a Patriots fan or a Patriots player in general. There were a lot of great things, but what stood out to me was Tom Brady, of course. He threw his three touchdowns, and he didn't even play the fourth quarter, so no telling what he could have done then. And then Blount had his 16th rushing touchdown, which that's the fourth most in franchise history in a single season for that. And then Malcolm Butler was just huge today on defense. He was a difference maker with two interceptions and a fumble recovery. And the main key was our defense. Again, the Jets were against us 1 of 11 on third down, and that was huge in the win.
Do you feel like if things go how the Patriots want, and you know home field advantage is locked up throughout the playoffs, do you feel that next week the Patriots might take a route and possibly starting Garoppolo for the half, the whole game, letting Brady only play the first quarter? What do you feel like could possibly happen if you know the Patriots go into next game knowing that that final game of the regular season means nothing?
Okay, that is actually an excellent question. I think that we could go that route. All we need is a loss or a tie by the Raiders for us to have home field. We could go a half and then bring in Garoppolo for a little extra time for Brady to rest. But it would not surprise me if we did not go that route. We shouldn't expect the Raiders to lose. We can just take care of business and then have our own home field advantage. We do control our own destiny, so that is the good thing.
A question that I've been asking a few people who've been calling in, and Mike as well, is Patriots are going into the playoffs once again, and it's looking like they have a good chance of having home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Is there a team in the AFC that you feared, or not fear, or you'd rather not see Patriots play against in the playoffs?
Well, I think that the Patriots match up well against anybody. They are a few dangerous teams, like the Kansas City Chiefs. We have history with them the past few years. That would be a great matchup in the AFC Championship game. I would also like to see, let's say, the Broncos they made in. That would be another great matchup. We do not fear any of those teams, but them too really stand out to me that would match up pretty well.
Obviously, you know, Tom Brady is the main guy on this team, the leader, the quarterback, you know, the greatest of all time. But take Brady out of the picture. You know, this season, who do you feel has been the most important player for the New England Patriots, whether it be on offense or defense?
I would say the most important player other than Tom Brady is LeGarrette Blount. He has been amazing in every single thing that we could possibly ask him. He has well exceeded expectations. His 16th touchdown this week was he added to the franchise record for that, and he was a Pro Bowl snub for that. He should have definitely went to the Pro Bowl. Having 16 touchdowns says it all, and he most definitely deserves a contract extension.
Another Pro Bowl snub that we're speaking of is Malcolm Butler, who had a great game, fumble recovery, two interceptions. Is Malcolm Butler going to be the cornerstone of this defense for years to come, and should Patriots lock him up long term?
I think that we should lock up Malcolm Butler long term. He's proven that he can cover any number one receiver in the whole NFL. He's not one of those players that's going to say, I want money, like the Jamie Collins situation. He just does his job, and he leaves and doesn't say a word. And he's just a great team player, and I'm excited about what the defense holds for the future with him and Dante Hightower.
Thank you, Wes. Dante Hightower, a guy who didn't play today, but you're right, and he's another key factor for this defense, and with Collins gone, you have to believe that he's going to be sticking around with the Patriots for a while. But great stuff, Wes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays, man. Be sure to check out Wes Landry's New England Patriots Nation page and like it on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TheRealNewEnglandPatriotsNation. And right now, we're going to switch it up to Michael Landry. He's going to give us what's going on around the NFL.
Thanks, Marv. Today's NFL scores are brought to you by Indochino. Listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $389 when you mention the code Patriots at the Boston Indochino showroom at 85 Newbury Street. It's an $800 made-to-measure suit for just $389. Again, go to Indochino.com to book your appointment at the Boston showroom and then mention the promo code Patriots for over 50% off your first suit at 85 Newbury Street. A lot of stuff going on around the NFL today, guys. Bunch of Saturday games. Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Tennessee Titans 38-17. News out of that game, Marcus Mariota with a fractured fibula and will be out for the rest of the season. Could put a damper on Tennessee's playoff hopes. Green Bay Packers continue to win. They won 38-25 over the Minnesota Vikings. We heard from Harris. The Cleveland Browns win their first game 20-17 after a missed field goal by the San Diego Chargers at the end of the game. The Washington Redskins defeated the Chicago Bears 41-21. Falcons over the Carolina Panthers 33-16. And then we had the Miami Dolphins defeat the Buffalo Bills in a pretty big game, overtime, 34-31. Miami still has a shot at 10-5 to get into the playoffs. They'll be playing for everything next week, that'll be for sure. Obviously, guys, the big game that we got to pay attention to, Oakland Raiders right now up on the Indianapolis Colts 7-6, pending an extra point. Andrew Luck just threw a 24-yard touchdown pass to Dante Moncrief. They're ready to tie it up with an extra point. Other games in progress, the New Orleans Saints lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 7-0 at the start of the second quarter. The Arizona Cardinals lead the Seattle Seahawks 7-0 with 5 minutes left in the first. And with 4 minutes left in the first, the Rams and San Francisco 49ers are tied at 7. That's it for today's NFL scores. Again, they are brought to you by Indochino. Go to Indochino.com to book your appointment at the Boston showroom and mention the promo code Patriots for over 50% off your first suit at the 85 Newbury Street location. Marv, back to you.
Thank you, Alonji. A guy that we mentioned earlier that finally we haven't spoken about for quite some time now is Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo came into this game in the fourth quarter. Didn't do much at all, really. You know, one completion out of two attempts, 6 yards, that's it. But he's going to be the talk of the town once the season is over. Are the Patriots going to trade Garoppolo? Are they going to keep him? Are they going to move him and whatnot? Me personally, Mike, I think Patriots need to do whatever they can to just keep Jimmy Garoppolo on this team. We've seen what he can do in those first three games. He has a bright future here. I understand what everyone's saying. Brady's having an incredible, incredible year right now, an MVP-type year, and it doesn't look like he's slowing down any time, but you just never know in the sport of football. And we've seen what Father Time can do to guys like Manning, to Favre. Just keep Garoppolo there in the system, and you never – for maybe a year or two, and see if Brady – see what happens to Brady, and that's my opinion. I don't think the Patriots should look to trade him at all, even if teams try to throw them anything.
I don't know, man. I've stated this from the beginning. You know, all the Patriots should do is just see what's available, see what teams are willing to offer. There are a lot of teams out there who are in dire need of a quarterback, and like I've always stated, you know, quarterbacks that just back up Brady. Just back up Brady. We're talking Matt Castle. I'm talking Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer. These guys have gotten opportunities in the league just because of the fact that they backed up Tom Brady. They played for Bill Belichick, and they were in this offense. So these guys, Patriots backup quarterbacks, are highly valued, and especially someone young and obviously has, you know, the skill set that Jimmy Garoppolo has showed. Just see, just take the call, see what teams are willing to put out on the table. And if there's something out there that blows you away, that a team is willing to throw you their top draft picks, maybe a play, I don't know. But if there's a deal out there that blows you away, then you possibly want to see if Garoppolo can be moved. But other than that, you know, he's great. You know, eventually, you know, Tom Brady will not be playing quarterback anymore for the Patriots. And if Garoppolo's around to take over that role, I'm perfectly fine with that. Jacoby Brissett is another guy who's going to watch Tom Brady and learn from this system and Belichick and whatnot. So he's there too. But, you know, only if there's something there that blows the Patriots away do I see Garoppolo being moved this offseason.
It's going to be an interesting storyline in the offseason to see what does happen to Jimmy Garoppolo. Before we talk more Patriots football, let's hear a couple more words from our sponsors.
I just want to take a moment to talk to you about Movement Watches. Movement Watches, if you haven't heard of this company, it started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. So what did they do? They started their own company. Guys after my own heart, that's for sure. I love young entrepreneurs. As you know, CLNS Radio was founded by a bunch of Celtics fans way back in 2009, and from there we started a company that made a career out of it, so we can absolutely relate to the owners of Movement Watches. And let me tell you, I purchased the Chrono Gunmetal watch. This watch is so sleek, so cool, black stainless steel, it's light, it's versatile, it's great for dress occasions or even casual affairs. A little bit more about Movement Watches. They start at $95. I purchased the Chrome Gunmetal watch for under $100, and I know with the watch I purchased, you're looking at $400 to $500 in a department store. So give yourself a big discount off a watch right in time for the holidays. You can get 15% off today with free shipping, and if you don't like the watch, guess what? You can return it for free. All you have to do is go to movementwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Wait a second, even the name is cool. It's spelled www.mvmtwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Now is the time to step up your watch game, folks, and I can tell you, since I got the Chrono Gunmetal watch, I've been getting complimented left and right. Get your 15% off, get your free shipping, no risk involved. You can return the watch if you don't like it, and you're also supporting Celtics Beat Podcast and CLNS Radio. Again, go to mvmtwatches.com/Celticsbeat.
CLNS Radio's leading online coverage of the Boston Celtics now even more comprehensive than ever. From the Celtics postgame show to the Garden Report to CSL and to Celtics Beat, CLNS Radio's Boston Celtics news feed provides narrated breaking news, game recaps, and news and notes for the NBA's winningest franchise, all provided in real time. Don't have the time to surf the web or search engines and plunge your head into your computer or smartphone to read up on all the latest on the Celtics? No problem. multitask while listening to CLNS's Celtics newsfeed. And for the 2016-17 NBA campaign, the Boston Celtics pregame report with myself, Larry H. Russell, will be released on the newsfeed on game days at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, making it the first pregame report to air anywhere. We will give you a featured interview from someone providing opposing insight, pregame notes, and go on a Celtics draft pick watch, all in just 12 minutes or less. Available on the Boston Celtics newsfeed on iTunes and Stitcher and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
Patriots 41, New York Jets 3. Another blowout win for the New England Patriots squad. And it was not much you can really talk about from the Jets side. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 8 for 21, 136 yards, threw two interceptions. One to Eric Rowe, one to Malcolm Butler. You know, great game defensively by the Patriots, getting to the quarterback, causing turnovers. It was all in all, Patriots dominated. And offensively, Brady, 200 yards, three touchdowns. Not a lot of yards from Brady, but he didn't need it, and he didn't even play in the fourth quarter, relieved by Jimmy Garoppolo. So that's the type of game it was today. And, Mike, I'm looking at the time, man. What time is it?
It's time for us to announce today's CLNS New England Patriots post-game show star of the game. And just going off of everything you just said, DJ Mees, you know, at the end of the day, the team was led by one guy, and a guy who does it week in and week out, and that is Tom Brady. You know, the votes are all in for Tom Brady. You know, without Tom Brady, since he's been back this season and in today's game, you know, where would the Patriots be without this guy? Obviously, you know, people have a lot of faith in Garoppolo and whatnot and the Patriots offense and the system. But when you have the GOAT and the MVP who can perform like he did today in just three quarters, you know, not much more could be said. He is today's star of the game. Also got to give a shout-out to Malcolm Butler. Solid game, two interceptions. And also LeGarrette Blount continuing to, you know, put up the touchdowns and extend that that Patriots franchise record and the totals that he's racking up on. Got to give these guys credit. But Tom Brady today is the star of the game. But when you talk about sorries, DJ Mees, I don't think you can look much further than just the New York Jets team overall this season. What a mess they've been.
Horrible.
From start to finish with the quarterback situation, the coaching staff, just the organization. It's just been a rough season. Something that Jets fans are used to at this point in time. But, you know, another season where they're just looking up at the Patriots and watching them kick their butt in many different facets of the game. So I have to give a sorry to the whole Jets team, in my opinion. I don't know if you have anybody you were particularly looking at, but I say the Jets team. I got to give them a sorry.
Yeah, Jets team. And you can't give it to anyone else but that whole organization. Starting off with Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, demanding money, holding out, not knowing what he wanted, comes in, throws crazy amount of interceptions, loses his job to Bryce Petty, who's no good quarterback himself, and it's just been a mess. That whole organization, Jets are supposed to be a dominant team on defense, and it looked like they just packed their bags in the second half of the season and just gave up. And I don't know, it's not looking good for Todd Bowles either, man. That team just doesn't look like it's responding to anything at all. Things that we don't know what that means here in New England. Mike, we were watching this game. We were like, damn, it must really suck to be a Jets fan. Because we're only accustomed to greatness here in New England. So we have no idea what this feels like.
Not at all. This is, you know, like you said, we don't know what that's like to just be a mediocre organization, mediocre team, mediocre quarterback, mediocre coach. Here in New England, we don't know what that's like. You know, we're thankful that we have Belichick, that we have Tom Brady.
that has had been leading this team for years now, and they've reached so much success. So for you Jets fans out there, sucks to be you. Sorry.
Sorry. Next week, the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins at Miami. Now, Miami has a lot to play for. They're going to be fighting for their lives for a playoff spot. We're not sure quite yet what the Patriots are going to do. What, you know, we're waiting on this Indianapolis opening game to see what how important this game is to us. But I don't know about you, Mike, but I'd love for the Patriots to play spoiler. I'd love for them to beat the Dolphins and have them lose all their chances in going into the playoffs. That's just me, divisional rivals. I know Patriots will like to be a spoiler too and say we're the only ones going to the playoffs in the AFC.
I'm with that 100%. You know, like you said, the Dolphins are going to be playing, putting it all on the line next week. And, I mean, depending on – we've seen Patriots do some weird stuff where they just – don't care about games. It means nothing to them. Belichick comes out with a weird game plan, and they just say whatever. So, you know, who knows? Patriots could play spoiler. Patriots could say who cares what the Dolphins do, if they win or not. It remains to be seen. But at the end of the day, I think we all want to see Patriots get a win, and it'll just be an added bonus if they can put a stop to Miami Dolphins season.
Michael Longy, what are you thinking about this game next week against the Miami Dolphins? It's going to be interesting.
No, I'm kind of with you guys. I think it's going to be – I would like to see the Patriots play spoiler. I think that would be a good way to go about it. This is going to be a little bit different than other years, though, because, you know, the Patriots have always been like, well, you're going to sit Brady, you're going to sit Brady. Does that mean that they're going to be able to win that game? I think if they sat Brady, whether it's for a half, whether it's for the entire game, I think they can still win – against the Dolphins. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is that good. I think they've already shown in the first meeting against the Dolphins that Jimmy Garoppolo, before he got hurt, could throw and score a lot of points on the Miami Dolphins. I do agree that the Dolphins will be playing for their lives next week. They're going to be playing as hard as possible. Maybe for that reason you do come out with Brady and the whole gang in the first half. Maybe approach it similar to this week. Try to score as many points as you possibly can in the first half, so then you can afford to sit people in the second half. I think that's probably how they're going to try to do it. I don't know if they're going to be able to score as many points against the Dolphins just because they're not as terrible as the Jets are. I mean, the Jets are just absolutely awful. But, I mean, if the Patriots go into the half next week with a 17-0 lead or a 17-3 lead or something like that, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a lot of Garoppolo next week either.
Why not? Let Garoppolo play get his feet wet. There's been a while that he's had a lot of action. I know we saw him in the fourth, but he didn't really get a chance to throw the ball much. So I'd love to see Garoppolo out there against the Miami Dolphins and have him be the reason why the Dolphins don't make it to the playoffs.
Wouldn't bother me one bit. Let him do his thing. I just hope the Patriots get a win when it's all said and done.
Yeah, 14-2 record. Patriots would be wonderful and a great thing to see. Well, this is the Patriots post-game show, and it will be available for on-demand download by searching for the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. When you download our feed, you'll get the Patriots Newsfeed podcast, our daily news podcast, hosted by our content manager, Michael Longy. While you're at it, make sure you check out Patriots Beat podcast, hosted by Harris, which is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. You can check out Tyler Trudeau's video work for CLNS, youtube.com/CLNSRadio, and catch him on Celtics Newsfeed live 5 days a week on CLNSRadio.com. And be sure to check out Charles Russick and Billy White's written work on the Patriots at CLNSRadio.com. Today's show was brought to you by Indochino. Get any premium soup for $389 when you mention the code Patriots at the Newberry Street showroom in Boston. Omaha Steaks. Get the family gift pack for just $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and type the word BEAT. That's BEAT in the main search bar, and buy Blue Apron. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping when you go to blueapron.com/Patriots. Want to thank our guests, today's callers, and everyone who tuned in for CLNS Radio executive producer Larry H. Russell, Patriots content manager Michael Landry, my co-host Mike Nice, I'm Marvin Azan. See everyone back here next week when the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins.
Absolutely, DJ Mees. And again, this has been the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio video coverage for all New England professional sports. We will see you guys in the new year.